Yes. Today I'm going to speak with you about the real goals of SDG. And those of you who don't know what SDG is, SDG is Sustainable Development Goals, which is basically the goals for total control. So, without further ado, let's start the broadcast, shall we? So, hi everyone. This is Shai Danona from Raising the Frequency from the website, from the new platform, Live528, or the URL is live.ahava528. And for those who don't know us, and who don't know me, and who don't know the platform that I'm offering, this is more or less a short clip of what the platform offers you. Yes, so here we are. Actually, I'm going to do this broadcast in English because a few days ago I've done it in Hebrew and it was an extensive one. It took me just more than 1 hour to explain what I need and what are the real goals of the SDG, the Sustainable Development Goals. And I've decided to do this in English because I haven't come across such piece of information in English. No one has done it. Now, the reason that I've kind of minimized my activity in English in the last 1 year is because I felt that my fellow Israelis need my attention and need my knowledge and need my help here in Hebrew. Now, or in recent months, it seems that things are going berserk all over the world, and I've decided to, well, go back into English at least for a bit. I even have a green screen bullshit type thing, so you can not see my room, but you can see this dude putting a needle inside a COVID-19 bottle. So, without further ado, let's speak about the real goals of Sustainable Development Goals. Now, before we do that, I want you to know, because I don't know who is watching this piece, but I want you to know that basically there's few organizations who are running the Sustainable Development Goals, right? Now, these, these organizations, they play an important role in pushing this agenda. Now, I'm going to show you, although it's in Hebrew, I'm going to show you something, all right? And then we'll swap back to English so you can see it all. Stop screen, share screen. Let's see. Right. You see, this document is from a website called Gavi, all right? You see Gavi, and this is the top of the head site. The header at the site. And this is the link to the website. You see www.gavi.org, our alliance, Global Health Developments, Sustainable Development Goals. We're going to speak about that. But before we dive into this, and it won't be a long broadcast, just to let you know, because once you get the idea, you get the idea. But just before we dive into the it's in Hebrew, but just to make you familiar with what I'm talking about. So here at the top is the UN, okay? And you see two squares coming out of it. One is the WHO on the right, and one is UNICEF. But obviously, the UN has 32 other agencies. We see only two of them, the WHO and UNICEF. Now, UNICEF, for those who don't know, are the largest buyer of vaccines in the world. Just so you know, UNICEF is also an organization that is here to look after our kids around the world, in disaster areas, etc. But UNICEF also is an organization which thousands of its workers were convicted in pedophile activities. And just in one decade, they conducted 60,000 rapes on children around the world, just in one decade. And this is what was published. So basically, this arm, the UNICEF arm of the UN, is like the cat looking after the milk, sorry for this comparison, because basically they look after children around the world which need help. Which children? Children that their parents died in a war, or in an earthquake, or in a tsunami, or in a bombing, or whatever activity someone is doing, UNICEF will be there to take care of the children. This is just for you to know, just a little intro about that in particular. Now, the WHO, obviously we all know, is pushing the agenda of WHO and the UN through, it used to be GACVS, as you see, it's marked in red circle, which turned into Gavi 2000. It's a world global alliance for vaccinations and immunizations. You see on the right, in 2007, sorry, it's in Hebrew again. In 2007, Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation have basically donated to Gavi. Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation also donate, as you can see the arrow, the black arrow going up to the WHO. So Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation basically is pushing the agenda of Gavi, which is a global vaccine and immunizations alliance, all right? Gavi is pushing its agenda through VSN, you see on the left, VSN 2003, which also get money from UNICEF, as you can see, and the WHO, all right? So basically, now in this podcast, I'm going to share with you some information about sustainable development goals as they are appearing in the Gavi website, all right? So let's go there. Give me a second. Here we are. So this is Gavi, the website, Sustainable Development Goals. We are going to see here in this page, now you all see probably this colorful squares, yeah? But basically, let's read what they are saying. Sustainable Development Goals. Learn about immunization's key role in achieving 14 of the 17 sustainable development goals. So basically, they are admitting just at the start that 14 out of 17 sustainable development goals are actually speaking about immunization. Now, I'm going to read. In September 2015, countries adopted a set of sustainable development goals to end poverty, protect the planet, and ensure prosperity for all. Immunization is one of the best buys in global health and has a crucial role in achieving 14 of the 17 SDGs. As one of the most far-reaching health interventions, it closely reflects the ethos of the SDGs, leaving no one behind. Now, give me just a second. I want to share this broadcast. Sorry. Just give me one second, all right? Yes. Sorry, give me again another second. I'm just sharing it on Telegram. Yes, although I don't have many contacts actually in on Telegram in English, but it's all right. Another one, hang on. Another one, just give me a second, all right? Just one second. Sorry for that, let me find another group I'm looking for on Telegram. Sorry for that, guys. you know what? Meanwhile, while you wait, I'll have this play. We are back. So let's continue to read. As one of the most far-reaching health interventions, it closely reflects the ethos of the SDGs, leaving no one behind, of course. Now, let's see what these 14 goals out of 17 that the Gavi website and Gavi organization, who is pushing vaccination and immunization, let's see what these 14 goals are. All right? Let's start. No poverty, fucking great. Healthy children and families, increase prosperity. Immunization, the first word of ending poverty is immunization. Provides a platform for delivering nutrition intervention and work hand in hand with good nutrition to help reduce child mortality. Vaccine preventable diseases could tip children into malnourished state as they impair the absorption of essential nutrients. Malnourished children are more likely to die from infectious diseases such as diarrhea, measles, and pneumonia, many of which can be prevented by vaccines. No. It's false. Diarrhea, measles, and pneumonia can be prevented, can be treated without vaccines. One thing. Second thing, nutrition got nothing to do with vaccine. Third thing, poverty got nothing to do with vaccines. Let's continue. Or immunization, as they call it. Zero hunger. That's good. Immunization plus nutrition, healthier families. Guys, just so you know, I'm not making it up. I'm reading it from the Gavi website, all right? Just so you know. Immunization and good nutrition go hand in hand. Vaccine-preventable disease often tip marginally nourished children into a malnourished state. Malnourished children are more likely to die from infectious diseases such as diarrhea, measles, and pneumonia, many of which can be prevented by vaccines. What, they just did copy-paste almost to the last, to the first section? Anyway, basically, no, diarrhea, measles, and pneumonia can be prevented and can be treated without vaccines, and nutrition got nothing to do with immunizations or vaccines. So, zero hunger cannot be achieved by this bullshit that they just wrote. Again, first thing, immunization. Second thing, immunization is the first word. Now, good health and well-being, immunization equals healthy lives and well-being. Immunization is one of the most cost-effective ways to save lives and promote good health and well-being. So they say, every year vaccines save 2-3 million lives. How many lives you do take with vaccines? This you don't tell us. And millions more are protected from disease and disability. I doubt it. It routinely reaches more households than any other health service and brings communities into regular contact with the health system, which is fucked up, basically. This provides an effective platform to you, to the vaccine manufacturers, to deliver other primary healthcare services like medicine, checkups, and other stuff that will cause people to be sick, and upon which to build universal health coverage. You are so good to us, oh dear elite. Right, so good health and well-being, again, the first word is immunization. Quality education. Vaccines equal improved learning. No, it's not. First word, immunization, increases educational attainment since vaccinated children learn more while they are able to go to school and perform better. So, because vaccinated children learn more while they are able to go to school, that means that maybe children who will not be immunized will not be able to go to school, right? And perform better. No, it's false. Children who got vaccinated, they have some defects in their cognitive functions. So they actually perform less good than previously, before the vaccines. Positively impacting on cognitive development. Lie. As well as long-term productivity. Lie. Moreover, schools are a platform for health promotion. No, they're not. Schools are for teaching and for studying and for learning. Schools are not to promote health. Schools are not there to promote vaccines. Schools are not there to promote medicine. Schools are not there to promote medical treatments. Just to put things straight. Delivery of vaccines in schools and other health services. No, they're not. The benefits flow both ways. Children of educated parents have a greater chance of being immunized and well nourished, and they enjoy better health. And all of this is to do with education, right? So again, the fourth one, first one is no poverty, immunization. Zero hunger, immunization. Good health and well-being, immunization. Quality education, immunization. Guys, I'm in the Gavi website talking about sustainable development goals. Up to now, four of them speaking about immunization. Now, gender equality. Immunization equals empowered women and girls. Immunization, again, it's the first word in gender equality. Just so you understand, this is a witchcraft. This is bullshit. This is big bullshit. BB, if you like. You know BB. Big bullshit. I would just put a small F there. Big fucking bullshit. Anyway, immunization is a gender equal intervention. Mm-hmm. Globally, girls and boys are immunized at similar rates. However, there are variations at subnational levels in some countries, Gavi supports countries to make focused efforts to identify and address gender-related barriers to immunization services, such as thorough training. Basically, what they're saying that because they allow women and girls to be or to perform activities such as giving vaccines to children, it creates gender equality. Did you see? Did you hear what I just said? All right, next one. Clean water and sanitation. Wash plus vaccines equals less disease. No, you can take down the word vaccine and just be with wash equals less disease. No need vaccines. Anyway, first word here. Vaccines, it's not immunization, it's vaccines, along with clean water, sanitation, and hygiene, are proven interventions to prevent diarrheal diseases as leading cause of child mortality in developing countries, investment in oral cholera and rotavirus vaccine, wash and health systems. So, okay, I need a puke bag or whatever you call it. Basically, no. So clean water, sanitation and hygiene do prevent disease. Vaccines do not prevent disease because the whole science of vaccine is fucked up and is sucked up from someone, I don't know, from one Nazi's ass, whatever. So this is the sixth. You see, this is, we're already the sixth section, and until now, all of them spoke about vaccines. Seven, affordable and clean energy. Efficient equipment equals cleaner environment. First word, immunization brings newer, cleaner, and more sustainable technology to developing countries. Basically, what they are saying here, that because the vaccine companies, vaccine manufacturers, they actually create factories with clean energy, so countries with less clean energy can afford themselves to have factories with clean energy. What the fuck? And this is thanks to vaccines or immunizations. Eight, decent work and economic growth. Healthy population equals more productive workforce. Investment, oh, that's another word. It's not immunizations and it's not vaccines. Nice. Investment in human capital can dramatically strengthen a country's competitiveness. Vaccinated healthy children grow into a productive workforce and become strong contributors to the economy. Right. Sounds a bit like Karl Marx. In addition, healthy children free up parents' time so they are able to work, which is what you want, right, Nazis? In Gavi-supported countries, every dollar spent on immunization generates $45 in broader societal benefits of people living longer and healthier lives. Just to remind you, Bill Gates himself said that each dollar he invests in vaccines generates $20 in profit. And here we see the larger number that each dollar actually generates 54. But obviously this is not to the pockets of the manufacturers. This is to the countries, back to the people. Yeah, right. So basically they are saying because people will be healthier thanks to vaccines, they can work better and be more productive. All right. 9, industry, innovation, and infrastructure. Healthy vaccine market. The market is healthy. Don't mix it up. We're not talking about men and women and humans, right? We're talking about healthy vaccine market equals innovation. Here, they're talking about Gavi make vaccine markets work better by attracting more suppliers, blah, 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 blah. So basically, once a country is establishing factories or places to manufacture vaccines, they allow innovation. That's it. This is what they say. So vaccines are good for sustainable development goals. Right. Reduced inequality, sorry. Better health equals increased equality. Immunization is the first word. Protects the health of communities, reduces the number of people forced into poverty. No, they're not. You just rely on what you wrote before, but it's false. And gives children an equal chance of healthier and more productive future. No, it's not. By focusing on the underserved communities and unimmunized zero-dose children in the poorest and most marginalized population, just a quick reminder, UNICEF reaches these children. And thousands of UNICEF workers are actually convicted pedophiles. Especially the urban poor and those living in remote rural settings and conflict areas, told you. Gavi brings immunization and primary health care services to those furthest behind. Big fucking bullshit. We are at number 10 of sustainable development goals, and until now, all of them spoke about immunizations and about vaccines. Sustainable cities and communities. Immunizations equals healthier cities. Who gives a fuck? I don't need a traffic light to be healthy or a sidewalk or a road. I need people to be healthy, not cities. Anyway, by 2050, nearly 70% of the global population will be living in urban areas. Anyway, I don't want to read it. It's, again, big bullshit. They want to tell you that if you live in cities, we vaccinate everyone, we will have healthier cities. What the fuck? Now, 12 is missing because it's got nothing to do with vaccines. Whoa, lucky us. Climate action. Vaccines equal mitigation of climate change impact. It makes sense, right? Once people are vaccinated with injections with poisonous stuff, some of it genetically modifying substances, then we can mitigate climate change impact, which in itself is fake, a big lie, and as I said before, big fuck bullshit. The impact of climate change cuts across health. I don't want to read it even, sorry. It's bullshit. 16, you see, 14 and 15 are missing. It's about life in the sea and life on the land, which surprisingly had nothing to do with vaccines because I thought maybe a whale need a vaccine or a shark or maybe just other fish in the sea. Or maybe on the land, some plants need vaccines. Maybe fox, they do vaccinated people on the land. Anyway, 16, peace, justice, and strong institutions. Strong health systems equals long-term stability. Effective, safe, and people-centered health systems are the backbone of social institutions. No, they're not. Anyway, in every country, an immunization is often the first point of contact between these systems and the population. Unfortunate for us, because of you, your Nazi agenda being pushed down our throat. Anyway, I don't want to read it even. 17, partnership for the goals, innovative partnership, unprecedented progress. Leveraging the comparative advantage of each partner, the vaccine allies, innovative public, private, Nazi words, okay? But basically, this has helped to reduce deaths from vaccine-preventable diseases by more than 60%. Right, guys, these were 14 out of 17. You see here you have life below water, life on land, and number 12 was responsible consumption and production. It's quite strange that on consumption and production, they didn't write like people who get more vaccines, they consume less and they help. Anyway, they could have wrote this and people would not notice. So basically, here I am. Basically, what I'm saying, guys, that again, we are being fooled, we are being tricked into believing that, yes, vomit back, thank you, into believing that sustainable development goals are actually great for us. No one is telling us what I just show, that the goals depending or dependent on vaccines or immunizations. So now you can really see, or at least see better, that the goal is to vaccinate you, not to have a sustainable life. The goal is to minimize your consumption, to minimize what you have, to minimize everything you have, including your thoughts, your emotions, your body parts, minimize everything, and to vaccinate you. Now, if you up for it, go ahead. But if you're not, you better revolt. Thank you very much. That was short broadcast, as I promised. And I hope you share it with other English speakers. Although my English is not my mother tongue, and it's not, you know, still, the information is important, and it's quite understood with the way I said it. And just to, that's the website of Gavi. And anyway, you can write on a search engine, not Google, please, but on a search engine, just write Gavi SDG, and you reach to the front page, and you have it for yourself. You don't need me for it. Thank you very much, guys. All the best. Thank you for being with me. See you in a better, optimistic broadcast. Ciao.